Knowing that the objects in this gallery date back to a society that lived 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, you might think that the damage and weathering to these figurines was due to being buried for so long. But the story is actually more intriguing. The best preserved surfaces were probably covered by earth, and the breaks are not necessarily from the ravages of time. These objects have been deliberately broken and then left in large deposits together, which when discovered are sometimes referred to as hoards. Many of these were discovered in the 20th century on the island of Keros, which sits between the larger islands of Amorgos and Naxos. The archaeologist Yorgos Gavalas has worked extensively on the island and spent a long time studying these figures.
The breakage looks to be quite systematic. It's always at the place between the shoulders and the neck, and also at the knees. They were not just broken randomly. They were broken intentionally, and they were deposited as broken.
Since the breakage of these objects was planned and specific, and not recent, archaeologists theorize that this area on Keros was a maritime sanctuary. That means Cycladic people would have traveled there in order to make these offerings of broken objects and to intentionally deposit them together in a particular area.
We have understood that there is a specific ritual or habit to deposit in this area broken parts of figurines, and most of them come from individual pieces.
The details of the specific ritual Yorgos mentions are lost to time, but theories range from a symbolic killing of the object to a way of preventing bad energy coming from the dead to the living. Maybe this island offered a kind of spiritual protection in these sanctuaries.